motion call be 1 minute late?
Is it on?
Yeah.
Call to order, Newcastle County Council meeting September 29th, 2015, 6:30 PM. Please stand for a moment of silence.
Thank you, please join me in pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Collins? Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Rella?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Mr. Powers is here.
Mr. Holland?
Mr. President, the roll call reveals a one present, two absent.
Mr. Holland has joined us, Powers and Tackett and Street.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval minutes, are there any correctional amendments to the minutes of the meeting from September 8th, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it, minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements to council members tonight? Councilmember Sheldon, Councilmember Dillon.
Yes, Mr. President. On the introduction of ordinances, I will be not introducing ordinance 15-092. I will be pulling it for infinity.
Thank you, Mrs. Sheldon. Councilmember Dillon.
My announcement is not quite as extreme, but ordinance 15089 will not be introduced because there's been a change in the grant amount, so that will be reworked and introduced another time.
Thank you, Councilman.
It will go from $37,000 to $22,000.
Thank you. Any other announcements, Council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinance.
Ordinance 15090. Revised zoning map, located on the west side of Lorraine Parkway, north side of the 40 Gillespie Highway. 1.41 acres from F Suburban and H Historic Overlay to Sierra Commercial Regional and H Historic Overlay implementing 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 15091 to confirm and reaffirm the transfer of certain local service functions between the Village of Arbutus and Newcastle County pursuant to Title IX, Delaware Code Section 1102 and Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 9, Local Service Functions. Ordinance 15093 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 4, Pensions, regarding investments, ensuring that the pension code benefits commitment to responsible investing. By refusing to invest in companies that support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement and the boycott of the state of Israel. Ordinance 15094 amend the grants go to the Herbury $50,570 from the United States Department of Justice to the Asset for Forfeiture Federal Grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety, to assist in the purchase of police canine supplies and equipment for the Division of Police. Ordinance 15095 amend the grants go to the Herbury Federal Funding of $183,325 to DAD Justice Assistance Grant 2015 Data and Evidence-Based Policing Methods to Reduce Gun Violence Grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 15096 to amend Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding the adoption of a new Appendix 7 to provide guiding principles for development. Ordinance 15097 to amend Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding the establishment of a new zoning overlay district known as the Neighborhood Preservation Overlay District, NPOD. Ordinance 15098 to amend Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding the establishment of a new zoning district known as the Economic Empowerment District, EED.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted on at the next meeting, which will be on October 13th, unless they are referred to a board or a commission, whereby they will be voted on at a later date. I'll now have committee reports. We will start with the Finance Committee. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, sir. President, 1:30 today, the Finance Committee met in the 8th floor conference room, reviewed items on this evening's agenda. We approved grant applications. We approved the retention of a part-time attorney for a while. We had a presentation on the short and long-term investments. We will have a further one on the fourth Tuesday in October. That's about it.
Mr. Carter, you have anything to add?
No, I do not.
Thank you, sir. Executive Committee met today at 4 o'clock. We discussed Farmland Preservation Advisory Board, and we did come up with a process moving forward. We also had an extensive conversation around Technology Subcommittee Report as relates to council email system. And we honored several of our employees with Council Employee Service Awards. Mr. Hollis, you have anything to add?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, Councilmember Dillon.
Yes, the Community Services Committee met today at 3 o'clock. At that committee, we had an update on workforce housing. We also had an update on the partnership to improve community health, the PIC grant, as well as several other matters.
Thank you, Councilmember Diller. Mr. Hollins, Mr. Co-Chair, you have anything to add to that?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Moving on to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a separate request. If an item was not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of the room as well as online. Any member of council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm requesting that Resolution 15-164, honoring the life of James H. Gilliam Sr., be removed to be voted upon separately.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Anyone else wish to remove anything from the consent calendar? Is there a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 15-161, celebrating the 50th wedding anniversary of Elliot and Linda Smith. Resolution 15-162, honoring the life and selfless service of Joseph H. Doolin on the occasion of his 90th birthday. Resolution 15-163, honoring the life of Thomas E. Miller Sr., expressing condolences to his family and friends. Resolution 15-165, honoring the life of Jean Lucas. Resolution 15-166, honoring the life of Helen Teresa Seven.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Rao?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tappan?
Yes.
Mr. Wyatt?
Yes.
President Roll Call Roll 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Any presentations tonight from council? Seeing none, we shall move forward with consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 15-164 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15-164, honoring the life of James H. Dillon, Sr.
Councilmember.
Thank you. I wanted to pull this off of the consent calendar because I feel that the life of Mr. Gilliam far exceeds a mere vote in mass, and I felt that there were probably people on this council that for the record would like to say a few words, knowing that Mr. Gilliam had a very full life, that he realized his passions and he acted upon them in every way possible. My most recent encounter with Mr. Gilliam wasn't one that was personable, but during my election, my husband decided that it was a whole lot more fun to have lunch with Mr. Gilliam than to stand at the poll that he's been assigned to. So I think that says a lot. He was a friend, he was a mentor to many, many people across this county, across the state, and across much of the United States. So I would like to give a chance to anyone that would like to make comments.
Council. Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. James Gilliam Sr. was the former, as most council members know, director of real estate and housing for Newcastle County. It was before my career here at Newcastle County, but we have named the Gilliam Building after, in honor of Mr. Gilliam. Mr. Gilliam's career was mostly about affordable housing, and we did share that passion, even though he had retired when I came to county government. He was in frequent discussion with me about affordable housing and continuing to get across the county. When I came to county council, there was no housing committee here, and I was moved to establish a housing committee on the county council, and under the reorganization under County Executive Gordon, the housing committee became what we know now as community services. But even as community services, housing is a great component of community services, and as a matter of fact, most of the federal dollars that we receive is directed toward housing and affordable housing here in Newcastle County. So I really honored him. I appreciated his counsel. It was a real blessing to get to know him, and I will be attending his service, memorial service on this Saturday.
Any other comments? Councilmember Street.
I graduated from University of Delaware in 1974. And at that time, it was obvious that sooner rather than later, there was going to be implementation of a school desegregation law. Then what was known as the School Decision Committee teamed up with the Women's and Homeschool Community Council to prepare a smooth transition into school desegregation. I was hired as executive director, and it took a risk hiring somebody 22, 23-year-old I was coming out of school to do that. What most people don't know is the funding for Home and School Council came from Newcastle County through the Department of Community Services, and Mr. Gilliam had orchestrated that whole thing. And even though it wasn't supposed to have any say-so technically in the hiring, basically, he blessed it, saying, "Get a young boy a chance." As we move forward in that whole education process in that arena, the thing I've been spending the last 15 years on, in terms of waiting for the funding for high poverty schools and all the things I talk about, when the state put in the legislation to establish a neighborhood school committee and make recommendations, it was Jim Gilliam who made that happen. And he was the orchestrator of putting the initial neighborhood school committee together. I worked around him, working with the Urban League. And he was also, I was one of those people that would go up to the nursing home and spend time with counselor. And quite frankly, get tongue-lashed and talked to like a little kid. But he never came off the battlefield. And he's been instrumental in my life, my career, and certainly in the civil rights struggle in this county for the entire 40 years that I've been involved. So he led in a lot of capacities in a lot of different ways, and he touched people from not only those two arenas we talked about, but of a lot of arenas, a legal arena, a political arena, things that are too numerous to mention tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Street. I will certainly add my brief comments about Mr. Gilliam, affectionately known as Mr. G, by saying in the life that he lived, speak for him. The service that he gave will speak for him. And in the words of David in the 23rd Psalms, surely goodness and mercy will follow him all the days of his life. He will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Janet, for your leadership on this particular presentation.
You're welcome.
Any other comments on Mr. Gibbs? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bull?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Hocker?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Bettle?
Yes.
Mr. Jordan?
Yes.
Mr. Smiling?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyatt?
Yes.
Pardon the roll, Part 13, yes.
R15-164 is approved. R15-167, Mr. Smiling.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, I request that resolution number 15-167 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 15167, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for N4 Public Sector Inc. for the renewal of maintenance contract for land use and special services, Hanson Software for the Office of Technology, in the amount of $204,324.04.
Mr. Smart.
Yes, Mr. President, this is the annual technical services agreement for the software that supports land use and special services.
Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Rattle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, please call.
R15-167 is approved. We'll now hear ordinances, beginning with ordinance 15-087. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, request ordinance number 15-087 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 15087, then the FY 2016 approved operating budget derives clerk of the peace appropriate $6,000 from the clerk of the peace technology fee account for technology consultation services for fiscal year 2016.
Mr. Smart.
As per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rattle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
President of all parties, 13, yes.
Ordinance 15-087 is approved. Ordinance 15-088, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request ordinance number 15-088 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 15088 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration Article 3 Officers and Employees to allow the clerk of the peace to maintain account for technological purposes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, just merely recodify that which the clerk of the peace office already does.
Council comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rattle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
President of the Board of Trustees, yes.
Ordinance 15-088 is approved. Substitute the number one to the old ordinance 14-089, Ms. Gilpatrick.
Yes, the status of 14089 and 090 remains the same.
Thank you. Substitute number one to ordinance 14-090, Ms. Gilpatrick.
Remains the same on the table.
Move to item J. Any honorary resolutions tonight? I have one, resolution 15-168. Recognizing September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in Newcastle County. I move that R15-168 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15168 recognizing September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in Newcastle County.
Per title. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rattle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
President of all parties, 13, yes.
Resolution 15-168 is approved. Anything under item K? Item L, public comment or other? Councilmember Mr. Hollins and Councilmember Street.
Mr. President, there is someone in the audience who had approached me at our meeting and wanted to speak tonight after our meeting.
Yes.
And he may not be right where we are at this point in time. And I don't want us to end without giving him that opportunity if he want to come forward.
Yeah. What is his name, Mr. Hollins?
He's sitting in the back of the room.
Professor.
Did you care to speak before council this evening?
Oh, no, sir.
All right. I just want to make certain you got that opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Thanks for coming. Good to see you. Councilmember Street.
I'm brief, Mr. President. I mean, everybody prays the same as I do. And our city's undergoing a major challenge over the last 6 days. And I haven't seen a challenge comparable to that since the situation we had when Dr. King was assassinated. I want everybody to know that
I am truly grateful to the governor, state police, county exec, county police, for doing everything they can to help relieve the tension and hopefully keep the peace. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else on the other? Public comment? Please come. Get signed at the desk, ma'am. Good evening. Please state your name and who you represent. You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Amy Pollack, and I'm a resident of the village of Ardencroft. And I understand that 15091 was introduced tonight. I'm not 100% familiar with the process, but my question is, this has not in any way, shape, or form been introduced to the village of Ardencroft yet for discussion. So if the village has yet to discuss the issue publicly, if the village has yet to have any notification of this request, how is it moving forward to county council for, I guess, discussion and vote on it becoming an ordinance, whether it's tonight or down the road? I would like a better understanding of the process and how it is that the public affected is not aware.
It was introduced tonight and will be voted upon the next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Introduced tonight, be voted upon on October 1st.
Okay, and by voted upon, meaning what?
Up or down.
That either you all will accept it as an ordinance, adopt it as an ordinance?
Adopt or not.
Okay. To reaffirm the transfer of local service functions between the village of Ardencroft and Newcastle County pursuant to Title IX, etc. There is no current transfer of local service function. So how can something be confirmed or reaffirmed if it doesn't currently exist? And that's part of what I'm asking about. The other thing I'm asking about is that the village of Ardencroft had a town meeting in September. We will not have another town meeting until November. And again, the village as a whole does not know about this. So how is it that you all can vote something into place affecting us that we don't know about and haven't discussed?
I'm going to ask you, councilperson, Mr. Cartier, if you will address that, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This went to introduction tonight. It can be managed to give plenty of notice to the village of Ardencroft, and I intend to do that. And I want to go through a process of consultation with the village, and if we have to wait until November to do that, we can do that. It got introduced. It really goes to, you know, the local service function and how that works. And there's a confusion in the legal record, and I was given that by folks in the land use department to clarify this issue. So it's introduced, doesn't mean it's going to go forward to a vote on October 13th.
Okay, then I guess for the record, I would request that it does not go forward for a vote on October 13th meeting. You say that it may not, I would request that it does not.
I will work with the Village of Ardencroft, like I always do, and we'll go through a process of consultation to meet the concerns that you bring to the table tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out. Any other citizen wishes to address this body? So please come forward.
Motion to adjourn.
Is that second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, Pastor. How can I serve you, Matt Pastor?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, and you just work on that.